Tonight we have a young girl, a young woman that's on fire for God. She's been saved for 7 years now. She's 28 years old. She plans to go to the UTC next July, amen? And she's a product of the gang. Can you guys stand and help me welcome up Sister Kaylee?
Hey guys, like you said, I'm Kaylee. First of all, I want to give honor where honor's due. I thank God for my salvation. If it wasn't for him, I don't know where I would be right now. I thank for our founders, Pastor Sonny and Sister Julie, for finding the ministry. I thank you for our spiritual parents, where they're both not here right now, but I thank them for coming to Milwaukee and answering the call. Because if they didn't, where would we be right now? We'd be lost and broken, right, guys? I'm especially thankful for the men's home, because if it wasn't for my uncle that went through it, I would not know about Victory Outreach. And for that, I'm forever grateful. I'm thankful for my leaders for giving me this opportunity. I'm thankful for my parents for never, ever giving up on me, for always being there for me, no matter what. If we could all turn to Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Being confident of this, that he began a good work in you, will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. That's Philippians 1:6. If you could just bow your head and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for this opportunity that you have given me, God, that I'm trusted with, Lord. I set myself aside, that you'll just move through me, and I thank you for today. In Jesus' name, amen. It says in Deuteronomy 31:6 that no matter what happens, God will never leave us nor forsake us. That means he's there with us through anything that we go through, through the good times and the bad. When I was little, a little girl, my mom can attest to this, I would have trouble hearing. I would be falling over. I would be speaking too loud, and we didn't know why. So they took me to a doctor, got my hearing tested. The doctor's like, yeah, your daughter's not going to be able to hear. She's going to be deaf when she's older. So they took me to a church service. A pastor laid hands on me and prayed over me. And we went to the doctor's office, I don't know, in a couple days or so. How many of you know God is the healer of everything? He told me, my parents, that after they tested my hearing again, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but your daughter's hearing is 100% fine. My dad was like, what? Are you serious? The doctor got offended by my dad because he questioned his judgment on that. We are a work in progress, whether we believe it or not. Our heart's like a puzzle piece. You connect the puzzles, you connect it. In that, you can not finish it, you could. So for that, we are forever unfinished. God's always going to be working in us. If things are changing, we have to put our trust in God, knowing that we are his masterpiece. Never be doubted, never. God knows what he wants for us, because, like I said, he is our healer and everything. We are his creation. And with that, I just want to close out. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time. I pray that the message I have for everyone, that you'll just minister to them. I pray for the service tonight, Lord God, that you'll just minister through the guest, the speaker, Lord, that everything goes the way you want it to go. In Jesus' name, amen.